5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Thank you very much for joining us. That's Helen Sharman, the first British person in space. Now, let's go to the United States. US House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says that Congress will be establishing an outside and independent commission to investigate the Capitol riots on the 6th of January. Who else to tell us more but Simon Marks?
With my feet firmly planted back here on planet Earth, Ian. Even though the impeachment trial of Donald Trump is now behind us, the Democrats are not yet ready to close the door on the deadly attack that even Republican leaders concede Donald Trump incited. So Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, now wants an independent commission to investigate the January 6th assault on the Capitol building. It would emulate the commission that investigated the Al-Qaeda attacks on America of September the 11th, 2001, and it would have the budget and the manpower to investigate exactly what happened and who bears responsibility. At the White House a short time ago, Press Secretary Jen Psaki said President Biden is all in.
It's, of course, Congress's decision to form this commission, as we've talked about a bit in here, but it's certainly one the president would support. And President Biden has made clear his views on the tragic events of January 6th, including where responsibility for them lies. He backs efforts to shed additional light on the facts to ensure something like that never happens again.
Now, 20 years ago, an independent commission could produce a 585-page report on the events of 9/11 and actually expect politicians of all stripes to stipulate to the facts that it contained. But America has moved on. Millions of people here now traffic daily in conspiracy theories, to the point where even one Republican senator, Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, told local radio station WISN that he couldn't even recognize an armed insurrection when he was fleeing one.
This didn't seem as like an armed insurrection to me. I mean, armed, when you think here of armed, don't you think of firearms?
Mm-hmm.
Here's questions I would have liked to ask. How many firearms were confiscated? How many shots were fired? I'm only aware of one.
He also attacked his leader in the Senate, Mitch McConnell, for blaming President Trump for the very much armed insurrection that Senator Johnson doesn't seem to think took place. Good luck with that independent fact-finding commission. In other news here today, let's spin the clock back, shall we?
We'll not stop until we ban killer assault weapons. Until we hold gun manufacturers liable.
That was Joe Biden almost exactly a year ago today. Flanked by the relatives of victims of mass shootings, he looked them in the eye and he made them a promise.
My first day of office, I'm going to send a bill to the Congress repealing the liability protection for gun manufacturers, closing the background check loopholes and waiting period. And I'll let too many people that now let too many people slip through the cracks.
He pledged to them that this time round, a Democratic Party president wouldn't let them down. Time and again on the campaign trail, he repeated that promise. But on his first day in office, amid a slew of other executive orders that he signed, there was nothing about gun control. Over the weekend, he claimed the time to act is now. But as we close in on the end of the first month of his presidency, still nothing from him at all. At the White House today, Press Secretary Jen Psaki kicked the ball into the long grass.
Well, we haven't proposed a package at this point, so it's hard for me to make a prediction about its likelihood of passing. But I will say that the president is somebody throughout his career who has advocated for smart gun safety measures. He has not afraid of standing up to the NRA. He's done it multiple times and won on background checks and a range of issues. And it is a priority to him on a personal level. But I don't have a a prediction for you or a preview for you on a timeline of a package, and certainly not what it would look like and how it would go through Congress.
It is a priority for him on a personal level, but it turns out the time to act is not, apparently, now. Imagine, Ian, being one of those families demanding even the most basic gun control in America, being promised action on day one of the new presidency, and then a month into it, having to ask the White House whether your issue has been forgotten about.
Simon, thank you. That's Simon Marks, our Washington correspondent.
This is LBC.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.